G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series where we are looking at excerpts from the teachings of Seraphim of Sarov of the 18th and 19th centuries. He is one of the most renowned Russian saints in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Part 4. Hope. All those having firm hope in God are raised to him and enlightened with the radiance of eternal light. If a person does not have superfluous care for himself, out of his love for God and for virtuous deeds, and knows that God will take care of him, then this hope is true and wise. But if a person places all his hope in his works, and turns to God in prayer only when unforeseen misfortunes befall him, then he, seeing that he lacks the means of averting them in his own abilities, begins to hope for help from God. But such a hope is trivial and false. True hope seeks the one kingdom of God and is sure that everything necessary for this mortal life will surely be given. The heart cannot have peace until it acquires this hope. This hope pacifies it fully and brings joy to it. The most holy lips of the Saviour spoke about this very hope. Come unto me, all you that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Part 3. Faith. A faith, according to the teachers of St. Antioch, is the beginning of our union with God. The true believers are the stone of the church of God, prepared for the edifice of God the Father, which is raised up to the heights by the power of Jesus Christ, that is, by the cross, and help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Faith without works is dead, James 2 verse 26. The works of faith are love, peace, long-suffering, mercy, humility, bearing one's cross, and life by the Spirit. True faith cannot remain without works. One who truly believes will also surely perform good works. Thanks for listening as we look at this ancient book of the church. Come back every day to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.